Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Where is your confidence on the confidence meter with South Carolina and their matchup this weekend and with Clemson and their matchup this weekend? That's what we're going to get to in just a few minutes. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. So good to be with you on this Tolo Thursday. Tolo Takeover happening 2 hours from now. Want to hear from you Tolos, go ahead and start thinking about what you're going to use, what you're going to call in about. But, Diesel, I'd be remiss if I didn't start the show today by paying tribute to what happened 24 years ago and those who bravely served in the line of duty. 24 years ago today was a dark, dark day in our country, a dark, dark day in the world. And sadly, one day it will be long gone in the history books for the children to read about, and those who actually witnessed it will be long gone. But couldn't start the show today without just paying tribute to those, like I said, who did lose family, who did lose their lives in 9/11 24 years ago today. I'll be honest with you, man. I watched a documentary this morning on the news about it. I didn't even know what was coming on. And even 24 years later, Diesel, that thing still hits home like it did when it happened.
Yeah, I was a senior in high school when it happened.
God, you're old.
I had this thought, man, and God bless every single one of you who, after that happened or before it happened or after it happened, doesn't matter, joined the military and went off to protect our country. But I thought, man, this is that event that kickstarts something global, and I'm going to be swept up in it. I'm going to be drafted into the military, and I was terrified, man. And it was a really surreal time for like 2 weeks straight. Well, really, especially for the first 48, 72 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Every single thing you would turn on TV was talking about this. And then that continued on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it was all consuming at the time. And I remember how eerie that felt. But that day, 2,977 people lost their lives. I did the math, Cole. 24 years times that many people, that's 71,448 years of life that we've lost from that day until this day, plus all the countless, you know, kids and grandkids that may have come from those 2,977 lives. So, you know, it was a formative event in my life, and that's one of the reasons why I don't let things go, like the Saudi funding of LIV Golf. Some of you people can forgive that. I'm not able to do that.
Tolos, we will get to sports, I promise, but I just can't, you know, in my fiber, I can't start the show without, you know, paying tribute to those who did lose their lives and those who did fight in the action that day and for days and months and years after, as Diesel brought up with the military. So you mentioned you were a senior in high school. I was much younger. I was actually sick from school that day, and no, I didn't have a test. I promise I was really sick. I mean it this time. anytime you know you're sick from school, that's what people assume is you had a big test that day, right? But I was young. I remember just watching on TV, not knowing. I was almost at the age where it was too young to really know exactly what was happening, you know. We knew it was bad, and Tolo's out there. Would love to hear from you as well. Again, it's a sports show. We're going to get to sports, I promise, but I'm too patriotic to not mention it. I'm too patriotic to not talk about it. I love this country too much not to act like it's a huge deal. And yeah, Diesel and I are going to talk sports today for 4 hours, I promise. There's going to be plenty of sports talk today. But I just couldn't start the show without bringing it up because, as you mentioned, it was something that had a lasting impact. And to this day, still has a lasting impact. The way that you get on an airplane is different today because of that. And to couple that in, Diesel, with what happened yesterday, you know, my biggest thing is, man, I went to bed last night just so upset by yesterday's actions. And then this morning woke up and watched that documentary on 9/11 and was just, man, you know, tears come to your eyes when you see what happened truly 24 years ago and the footage. You know, people talk about conspiracies and all that different stuff, but the footage, man, it just brings out the realness of it. And I will be honest with you. I'll be transparent. Last night I was, you know, just like, man, what are we doing in this world, right? What are we doing? And because of what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, and then this morning I'm watching 9/11, and I'm just kind of down in the dumps, man. But I'll tell you this, by lunchtime today, and here's where I am now, and this is just my opinion, what happened yesterday was tragic. What happened 24 years ago was tragic. But I still today, as of 3:05 today, I still have confidence. I still have hope that this country can be the best country on the earth because I know that we're the best country on planet Earth. And I still have confidence. I still have joy. And I still have hope that we as Americans can come together and learn from things like this because if we don't, we can see in other countries, Diesel, what it will be like. We've had the opportunity to be down about it. Those who have been impacted, the families by yesterday's events and 9/11's events will be impacted for a long, long time, right? But for those of us that talk about things like this, I still believe there's an old country song that talks about it. I still believe, Diesel, most people are good. I believe that. You and I were at Ingles yesterday, and so all these different people coming in. I choose to believe that most people in this country are good people, and the small percentage of people that are out there that carry out heinous acts like we saw yesterday and like we saw in 9/11, I think it's a small percentage that need help. And I'm not going to allow that small percentage to change the way I think about the country.
Dewey on the stream says yesterday's event was a travesty. We really need to take the temperature down in this country and start respecting each other's opinions and ideologies. Dewey, well said. That was articulate, well thought out.
Surprise.
And I got no objections to what you had to say. And you know, I think it's well said by you, Cole. I'm just heartbroken for his wife, for his kids that are going to grow up without a father. How's that going to change her forever? How is that going to change their kids forever? I understand he had a fairly newborn and another kid that was probably less than 4 or 5 years old. That's just awful. That's just awful to have to deal with something like that. Look, you don't have to agree with his opinions. You don't have to watch his content. You don't have to consume it. You don't have to let it become all consuming. And I think that's a big part of it. We've let political discourse become all consuming. To us, you know, it is, there's a lot of people who are just locked into 24 hours a day, political opinion, conversation, and it tends to ramp up people's temperature in that sense. And look, you don't have to agree with somebody to allow them to exist as a human being.
That's right.
And just because somebody disagrees with you or just because you disagree with them doesn't mean they're an evil individual. And that's kind of where the news media has taken us. You know, people on the left say people on the right are evil. People on the right say people on the left are evil and they're irredeemable and unsavable. And that's not the truth. You know, they just think differently than you do.
That's a big part of it. That's a big, big part of it, Diesel, what you just talked about with these people saying this and these people saying that. It happens on both sides of the political sphere. What I hate about what you just said is that the fact that there are people in this world who hear things like that. They hear political leaders and past presidents say things like, we've got to put this guy in a bullseye. This guy's a Nazi. They hear people say things like that and then act on it. That's what I hate most about what you just said, because you're 100% correct. The fact that we have media, and the media are going to be media, we know that. We know how media members at that level act. But the fact that we have national political leaders in our country, the thing that I think pains me the most is that our leaders use these words like there are no repercussions with these words. And then when something like yesterday happens, people are surprised by it. Well, we've got to be better on what we say. And yeah. I think you said that right. I'm with you. Ultimately, I am so heartbroken from what happened yesterday and what happened 24 years ago and what happens with every single act of violence, what happened in Charlotte, what happened every school shooting. I hate it all. But I will tell you this. What we see on social media after these things happen that JB brought up with the disgusting celebrations and the disgusting lowlife comments, we're never going to get anywhere as a country until we realize that we've all got to be unified. And you know, Diesel, after September 11th, 2001, on September the 12th, we weren't Democrats, we weren't Republicans, there weren't red states, there weren't blue states. We were Americans, we were neighbors, neighbors helped neighbors. Flags flew on every porch, people stayed together, they prayed together, they grieved together. And for a moment in time, Diesel, we were one after that happened. And we've lost that. We've lost that. And
once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
There's so many factors that go into it. I just ultimately believe that the small percentage of evil people in this world have allowed the large percentage of us to become divided. And ultimately, that's what their goal is. And we can't let that happen.
And look, and it's getting harder and harder to discern what's truth, what's fiction on social media. I saw all kinds of posts from both sides of the political spectrum yesterday, just saying awful things about people on the other side. You don't know if those things are even real or not, right? Because we're living in a world where so much content is AI generated, and it's so easy to fake people's comments, and it's so easy to take a little piece of it and blow it out of proportion. I mean, you know, we still don't we don't even have a suspect in the Charlie Kirk shooting yesterday. They don't know who did it. And I've seen so many people just throwing tons of people under the bus whole hog for no reason, but you don't know at this point. I mean, we saw pretty quickly there was an elderly 65-ish year
old man,
guy that was believed to be a suspect, and then they released him, said, no, he doesn't have anything to do with it. Now they're looking at a person of interest that maybe looks to be a college-age kid, but they don't know, right?
Yeah.
They don't know who did this. So anybody who's been posting all over social media saying that this group or that group is at fault and they're evil because of what happened, you don't know. They have no idea who did this, so anything you say doesn't hold any water, and you're just acting on, you know, presuppositions.
And look, I get that people out there are frustrated. I definitely was and definitely am, but I think the biggest thing is, I'll reiterate, we can't, as Americans, if you're out there listening today, again, not my opinion, we can't, as Americans, allow our frustration to create more divide. We just can't. Because when we, the moment we do that, Diesel, the moment they win. And the moment they win is the moment it'll continue to happen. And the moment you can't have free speech and have debate, you saw what happens yesterday when you can't have those things. And the fact that, I said this yesterday, the fact that we have so much hate for one side or one party, that some kind of act of violence like what we saw yesterday would have to be carried out, it just breaks my heart. It breaks my heart because guess what? We all disagree on things. Newsflash, the president that I voted for, Diesel, the party that I voted for this past election, here's a newsflash for you. There are friends of mine who voted for the same party that I still have disagreements with on things they believe in within the same party. They're still friends. It's not something, and somebody brought it up with the political climate. That's the root of the issue. The political climate, whether it's the media that has caused this to just ramp up or whatever you attribute it to, Diesel, the political climate is way too hot in this country. And I'll tell you this, my opinion, media and social media has absolutely torn us apart as a country.
You know what's interesting is I've seen some documentaries and some conversations from clinical psychologists. And these are videos that I've seen posted on YouTube. Clinical psychologists saying that there is a sort of small but growing grassroots movement among kids who are young, 21 and younger, to get off and stay off of social media because they're realizing that it makes you miserable. Social media makes a lot of people miserable. It's a great way to stay in touch with your friends and see the pictures that your buddy just put on social media and pictures from your Christmas parties and all that kind of stuff. But most people are using it to watch things that make them feel bad about themselves, to hate somebody who lives across the street from them for no other reason other than they believe something different than what you believe. So there's a push. A lot of people are getting off of social media. And you know, think about it. This whole thing is like less than 20 years old. Facebook is brand new still, basically.
Yeah,
you know, we're still figuring out how to deal with it and how to use it responsibly. Now, we've used it pretty dang irresponsibly up to this point, and I'm glad that some people are learning to take a discerning eye, stay away from it as much as they possibly can, and sort of re-enter a community, real people standing right across from you.
No, I'm with you. And the reality of it is, Shane brought it up on the YouTube stream, what makes this country so great, Diesel, by the way, this is a news flash to you, there are a lot of people in this country. That's breaking news. If it is, maybe I'm breaking.
Yeah, I can tell by all the new housing developments that are going up out there.
So my point being, of course, with as many people as lives in this country, of course, there are going to be people with differing opinions. But guess what? What's always made this country so great is that you can have beliefs and opinions and not get shot in the neck for those opinions. These are type of things that you see in third world countries. And the fact that what we had happen yesterday on our soil, on our turf, the fact that that even happened is a disgrace. It's a slap in the face to each one of us. It's a slap in the face to our neighbors. And I'll go back to what I said a minute ago. I'm passionate about the direction this country's going because I see the small percentage winning, and I hate seeing the small percentage winning. We've got to get to the point where we understand that most people, like I said, are good people. Your neighbors, your friends, the people you work with, most people are. There are a very, very, very small percentage of people out there who commit heinous acts like this. And unfortunately, with the attention they get to the news and the media, it blows up and it becomes what we talk about. But at the end of the day, we can't allow those people to win. We can't allow them to win. We've got to stay unified. And from what happened 24 years ago, again, I was young. I still remember it. But to what happened yesterday, you have these moments, you know, where you'll never forget where you were when it happened, right? Mm-hmm. And I just think ultimately, Diesel, we shouldn't have to have that tragedy to bring us together. We have to be better. We have to do better. I think we just need to understand that loving your neighbor isn't an option. It's not optional. It's a responsibility. You know, whether they vote like you or not, whether they look like you or not, whether they believe what you believe or the exact opposite when it comes to morals or faith or anything. We've got to stop with the labels. We've got to stop with all the, you know, the name calling this, the name calling that, and understand that the only way we're ever going to do this is through love and being unified.
Yeah, and we have to start putting these things into practice. You know, you can read Love Thy Neighbor in a book, but you have to put it into practice. And it's harder to put it into practice when it's somebody who doesn't look like you, who doesn't think like you, who doesn't feel like you, who doesn't live like you. But you can't just love thy neighbor when it's somebody you already agree with across the board. You can't just think it. You can't just feel it. You have to say it out loud. You have to live it every single day. And that's challenging for a lot of people. We get up in our fields and we fire back off at something somebody put on social media we don't like, but you have to learn to live it. And that's a challenge. That's a challenge that everybody has to take on for themselves.
It really is. So, again, we're going to get to sports. We really are. We're going to get to sports. We have a huge show coming up. But, again, it goes back to this for me. I love this country way too much just to talk 4 hours today and pretend like it didn't happen. I love the people that make this country up too much to not talk about it. And I love the direction this country could go too much to not talk about it. And ultimately, I'm going to choose today to still have that same faith and hope that this country can be a better place because most people are good, and I believe that. And I just ultimately, at the end of the day, think that we've got to do a better job of, like you said, Diesel, living it out and making sure that our neighbors know that we love them. And you know, the reality is there's a lot of people that go through all kind of bad things in their head, all kind of mental issues, all kind of battles and wars within their own heart and head. And we've got to be that loving neighbor to them too. Even if they don't practice what we practice or look like what we look like, we've got to be able to wrap our arms around them regardless. That's just my thoughts, my two cents there. Hopefully we'll get better one day. That's all I can say.
Well, hopefully we can make the transition over to sports a little bit easier than Casey Kasem did in that famous clip where he lost it on somebody. Let's pivot to sports. And let's talk South Carolina Gamecocks taking on the Vanderbilt Commodores with Jordan Kay of the State newspaper next.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.